Hi everyone, and welcome to the latest episode of the Product Marketing Insider podcast. My name is Lawrence Chapman, and I'm a copywriter here at PMA. I'm continuing my mission to speak with 50 plus PMMs to discover more about their role, which teams they interact with most, why they wanted to become a product marketer in the first place, and a lot more. Today, I'm delighted to be joined by Casey Boone, Director of Product Marketing at Envision. A product marketer with a passion for customer advocacy, product narrative, and managing effective end-to-end launch strategies, Casey has extensive experience in product-led growth and product launches. Thanks so much for joining me, Casey.
Hi, thanks for inviting me on. I'm really excited to be here.
Oh, awesome. So just to start off the podcast, can you explain your current role at Envision for all of us, please?
Yeah, happy to. I'm the Director of Product Marketing at Envision, and I specifically focus on our online whiteboard product called Freehand, which has taken off, as you can imagine, as folks are working remotely and looking for a whiteboard to do all their collaboration on. And yeah, that's a little about me.
Okay, so just for anybody who may not be familiar with whiteboard, could you just give us a little bit more information about it, if you don't mind?
Sure. I mean, just imagine anything that you're doing in an office on a whiteboard with markers and sticky notes and annotating, drawing, mapping out journey maps, brainstorming, all that stuff you can do with Freehand, our online whiteboard. And we have Envision historically been a company all focused on providing a platform for product design and product development. And Freehand has been a product that we've had around for a while, but in 2020 really took off. And I was actually just coming off of maternity leave and right at the start of the pandemic, and kind of switched my role a little bit into focusing on Freehand and taking that opportunity to where, you know, the maximum amount we could take it since so many folks were looking for an online whiteboard. And it's been super fun. It's a really fun product, I'd have to say. We use it all the time internally and folks love it.
And obviously with I don't know what it's like there in the States, but here in the United Kingdom, it's kind of a case of, you know, remote learning for schools. You know, a lot of schools obviously not. Yeah. Is that the case with whiteboard as well? Is the product taking off with schools over there in the States?
It has. It really naturally has been picked up by education. And that's not our typical core audience, right? At Envision, we have historically been known in that product design and development world, but it was naturally coming up, especially through folks that are using Microsoft Teams. They started, you know, searching for a whiteboard, found us very organically and started using it. And so we definitely have a lot of folks who are doing like math equations on Freehand, tutoring, all that stuff. It's been really cool to explore that new market.
Oh, that sounds great. So looking at your career as a product marketer, what is it that made you want to become a product marketer in the first place?
Yeah, I look back on that time with a lot of fondness. And looking back, there's a lot of things that were not obvious to me at the beginning. But when I first got out of college, I thought I was going to do high-end real estate. That's what I had done throughout college. And when I was doing that, what I really loved was the marketing aspect of it. What I found more difficult or challenging was the sales aspect of real estate. And so I kind of had this inkling that maybe that wasn't the right fit for me. I got connected through a mentor at college to what was called a air quotes startup. Being in Los Angeles, I wasn't like close to the tech world at all and didn't really know what that meant. But I interviewed, it was for a customer support manager position. And I interviewed and I just loved everyone that I talked to. And so really just out of gut and just feeling like it could be a good opportunity, I said yes to that opportunity and joined the team as a customer support manager. It's like legit working out of a house, very startup, and started to like get introduced to this technology world and grew the team to around eight people And customer support is really, really hard. And I have so much respect to folks in that field. It's emotionally draining. It's a really challenging grind. And I had no idea what product marketing was, but I had started working more closely with the VP of marketing at the startups called Five Stars, and it's filled with amazing people. And he had kind of told me, like, Casey, you're doing a lot of the things that a product marketer would do. You're working really closely with product. You, as the customer support manager, are telling them what customers need, what they're looking for, their top issues, but you're also working with them to help roll out new features. And the company was a few hundred people. We didn't have product marketing. So he started like planting that seed with me. And of course I'm going onto Google and like, what is product marketing? There was barely anything. So what I remember back then is like, there's barely any content about product marketing and what it was. Now I look at resources like this, I'm like, wow, I wish I had this back then. We did hire a director of product marketing at that startup, and the VP of marketing encouraged me to interview. And I was just like really honored that he would consider me for that, to join his team. And I had reached a point with customer support where I realized that it wasn't what I wanted to do for the rest of my life. Although I loved managing and I loved my team so much, that was what gave me a lot of joy. But I think the work itself is, like I said, really, really difficult. So I, you know, did everything I could to research the role, and I interviewed and really like had to, I didn't just get the opportunity. They like really had me do my homework and learn and interview. And there were external candidates that I had to compete against to get the position. And I did get the position as their first product marketer and had to work with a ton of different PMs, and it kind of took off from there.
Oh, that sounds amazing. So, I mean, I totally understand where you're coming from. Even as a copywriter, I'm not I'm not a product marketer, I'm a copywriter, but I can totally understand where you're coming from in terms of it's almost like a big shade of gray in terms of when you're looking to see what product marketing actually is. I mean, we published a piece with Product Marketing Alliance a few months ago, and there were literally hundreds, like we found like probably around about 200-300 different definitions of what product marketing is. And we had to narrow it right down because it would have been like War and Peace on the website, but it was crazy. It was absolutely crazy. So do you find, or do you think that almost like for some people, that vague understanding of what product marketing actually is, how do you think that businesses, organizations can actually improve that? What role do you think that they can have to almost elevate the role of product marketing?
Yeah, it's a good question. And I definitely think, I mean, once I moved from, I cut my teeth in at that startup and started to learn more, a lot through trial and error. Some of it is like an adapting of what you're intended to do and figuring out how that works in the organization. And then when I got to Lyft, I was so impressed by everyone that I had worked with. And there are 100% people out there that like really, really get it. I think at that time it was kind of like a maturity level. Like if the organization was really mature, they understood what product marketing was and had a definition, but that wasn't shared as broadly, especially with a startup or companies that aren't as close or as mature in technology. So I think there is a lot that can be done. But I also look at like things that have come up most recently, this podcast included, where some of it is flexibility, understanding maybe the core tenets of product marketing. Those typically stand to be true, but there is flexibility that needs to be adapted to the organization's needs. Like a product marketer is always going to need to understand the customer and help translate product experiences back out to the market. But your weight and the amount of time that you spend in those different activities could be different based off of what the organization needs. Yeah. So I think flexibility is going to be needed no matter what, but understanding those core principles would be helpful for any organization.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, sure. So looking at your, you know, if we can just kind of bring it back to your, you know, your career path. So you had your initial exposure at your startup. Can you talk us through what your career looked like from then to where you are now?
Yeah, sure. So from there, I think I spent around a year in product marketing at that startup after I'd been there for several years and starting to, you know, get the itch to like learn and get new experiences. And actually my former customer support boss, our head of operations, had moved to Lyft. And Lyft was back in that day, a product that I loved using personally. I loved talking to all of my drivers, and I saw that they had a product marketing position open, and I asked him if he would refer me. So, and he did. And again, I really put my best foot forward to get that role, and was just, like I kind of said earlier, so impressed by the talent at Lyft. It was also such a fast paced company when I joined, and as it grew. It grew from, I joined just below 1,000 folks. So it was still, you know, it was pretty big. It was definitely a big jump for me going from 300 people to close to 1,000. That had grown so much since then. And I was their first, so the head of driver product marketing, I was the first product marketer that she had hired. So it was just me and her tackling all of the driver products. And so again, it was kind of that entrepreneurial early stage product marketing position, which I really love, where you get to form some of the thoughts and structure around product marketing, some of the processes. You can help other teams who maybe have not worked with product marketing as much understand the role better, and really get to dip your toe into a lot of different things. And so at Lyft, I launched so many products, but I also worked on a lot of growth initiatives. So optimizing driver onboarding experience. There's a lot of driver initiatives related to like bonuses and whatnot that I had worked on. So I got to do a bit of that traditional product launch motion, actually a lot of it, but also got to dip into growth, which I really enjoyed. I'm a problem solver. I love to like be analytical and dig into those things. So that was really fun. And then I had a desire to move out of San Francisco. I was ready to branch out, get closer to my family in Los Angeles. And so when I saw Envision, it was a completely distributed company, which is now like everyone that's not super foreign, but back then it wasn't common to find a company that would let you work from wherever. So that was the main thing with Envision that really caught my eye. Again, was referred by someone that I had worked with at Lyft. And from there, it's been also very entrepreneurial in a way. The team at Envision is still quite small, the product marketing team, and this new product that I'm working on, it feels in many ways almost like a new product because, it's really starting to just get its time in the spotlight. So yeah, that's kind of the journey from Lyft to Envision, where I'm at now.
Oh no, sounds great. So you mentioned, you very briefly mentioned, you know, your experience with product launches. So what would you say is almost like the essential ingredients really for like an awesome product launch? I know that's like a really big question just to throw at you.
We could probably spend an hour on that. let's see if I can break it out into some like categories. Product market fit. It's like so much of the work happens before the launch. It's kind of like an iceberg, right? Like all the work that happens before, and then you really just see the tip of the iceberg with the launch. And so much goes into it, from assessing whether you have really met the customer's needs. So starting even maybe before, when you're in ideation, understanding what the customer needs are, but then as you're developing it, making sure you're consistently going back out to the market to adapt and make sure you're on the right track. And that includes your product, but also your messaging as well, the way that you're talking about it. Is this landing? Is this hitting on the right needs, the right pain points that customers feel? Is what we're saying really resonating with them? And then all those things, all those, your ducks should be in a row by the time that you're thinking about channels and actually the launch, which is then a huge orchestration of many different people to deliver on an excellent launch, which should be rooted in very clear goals, very clear targets, an audience, like who you're going after and what you're saying should all be really clear for everyone on the team. And you as that leader of that launch should be making sure that the ship is sailing in the right direction, so that when it comes to launch day, everything is just all about execution and then iterating thereafter.
Yeah, I'd love to be a fly on the wall. And I'm not going to lie, it does intrigue me. But in terms of just looking at a standard day, really, for a product marketer, if there is such a thing, what does that look like for you at Envision?
Oh, that's a good one. I'm sure the stereotypical answer is like, there's no standard day, but I do think there's like seasons or like times that have characteristics that are different than others. So if you're in earlier stages of a product, your day-to-day is going to look a lot more connected to like research and assessing, like looking at the data to figure out where the opportunities are. It's going to take more solo IC time for you to think through these problems and a lot of time to also align. If you're later on, you're going to be more in like an execution stage, so getting closer to launch. So you might be meeting with large groups of people from across the entire organization, running those meetings. And then also like creating the materials, lots of reviews, more of an execution mindset to get things ready to line up for launch. So I do think there's like different times. It's hard to balance both of those times. If you're ever like managing multiple products, doing all that at once is really challenging. But you're always meeting with a lot of different people. You're at the center of things. You're talking to sales, you're talking to product, you're talking to marketing. So you're always going to be at the center of things, and also hopefully finding some time to do some focused work.
Oh, well, that's nice that you do have that variation, because I can imagine that is almost one of the main pulls and one of the main draws, really, in the part of being a product marketer. So so in terms of your direct team that you're working with at the moment, can you give us an idea of what that looks like in terms of numbers and roles, please?
Sure. So at Envision, we're a small but mighty product marketing team. There is six of us, including our VP of product marketing, Fran, who's just the best human. He comes back from paternity leave on Monday. I'm very excited. In my world, it's currently me and a program manager that I've brought on to help me run all the different programs related to Freehand. And then I'm hiring, for anyone that's looking, an enterprise product marketer to build out my team.
Oh, sweet. So there you go. Everyone, just I've got those application forms and CVs.
Hit me up on LinkedIn.
Casey. And in terms of your teams outside of marketing, such as sales, product, operations, etc., which departments would you say that you interact with most, and what's your relationship with them like?
Yeah, I work really closely with product design and engineering. We have we call them squads at Envision. So that squad is typically made up of product design, engineering, and product marketing, sometimes data as well. And then also work really closely with what we call the customer facing teams. So that's a composition of sales, customer success, and customer support.
Okay.
And yeah, I'd say like in terms of like how we work together, the relationship is really tight. We have dedicated meetings where we meet together weekly, and there's a lot of cross sharing.
Yeah, it's something. I mean, I feel like I say it every single episode, but collaboration, it keeps on coming up as a skill for product marketers that's just repeatedly, you know, mentioned all the time. It's like, if you don't have collaboration, then it's like a deck of cards, like, you know, like a house of cards, it'll just like fall. You know, if you're not working together, it just will not work. So in an absolute like dream world, is there anything about those relationships that you change at all to make things even better?
I think the most important thing and the most success I've seen with teams like this, where it's composed of folks from different organizations and different functions, the most important thing is alignment on goals from the top. So in a dream world, everyone really understands what the specific OKRs and KPIs are, and they all share them. So it's not product team has this goal, but the sales team has a different one. It should be the same goal. And then I think from there, everything falls into place a lot more easily. So whenever I think about healthy and unhealthy teams, that's a really important component that can determine the health of a team.
Okay. And in terms of your top three skills, like your personal skills, what are the top three that have helped you get to where you are today in your eyes?
Yeah. First one that comes to mind is relationship building. So maybe it comes to mind because you brought it up, but I would say that my ability to build relationships stretching over into product, but also even within the marketing team, when you're leading these groups of folks, relationship building is super important because you're leading, but you don't manage any of these people. So you have to have that buy-in from people, and they have to enjoy working with you and appreciate and respect you. So I think relationship building has been really critical for me and something that I actually enjoy doing. Problem solving is another. So I'm a pretty logical and analytical person. So when faced with a problem, I'm typically pretty fast to try to figure out how we can work through it. So that could be a problem with how the product is positioned and maybe it's not really going the way that we want it to go. Or it could be a resourcing problem, like very operational. I think being someone that is entrepreneurial in the way that they can solve problems on their own and actively work through those things creates a lot of opportunity and success for someone in product marketing. And then storytelling, I think, sets you apart as a product marketer, is something I also love to do. So it's really the more creative side of product marketing, but translating what can be more technical features or things that might feel a little vanilla, but translating it into a story that is really human-centered is something that can set apart a product and a product marketing person through that. And I think storytelling is somewhat intuitive, but can also be something that you really invest in, try to build up and learn.
Okay. And just kind of like rewinding a little bit to what we were talking about before, in terms of product launches, what does the process of introducing new products and features look like at Envision, and could you almost like compare to what that looked like in your previous roles at all?
Yeah, happy to. So the process, yeah, it's sort of what we were talking about earlier. There's a lot of work that goes into the pre-launch, and that includes tight coordination between the product marketer and the product design and engineering teams. So we're working on what is actually launching and whether what makes the cut. Also timelines, managing timelines and like working together to figure out, okay, here's all the things, here's what it requires from us from an engineering perspective to build this out, from a design perspective, here are the things that, here's what the experience is actually going to look like. And then product marketing is then shaping this into like, okay, well, here's how we're going to approach taking it to market. So those things are really done together, because there's so those things can't be done in isolation, or else it's like really disconnected and problems arise. So that's the first part. And then once it actually takes to like taking it to market, some of the weeds is like, you're starting with a product marketing brief. Like, you're putting this out into a document that includes all the important details about the approach so that anyone can step in and execute on the plan. So it's important as a product marketer to make that really easy for someone to jump into, because so many different folks of different expertise have to execute on the product launch plan in order for it to be successful. So a copywriter needs to jump in, know what they're doing, a designer, et cetera. And so starting with that brief is really important. And then managing the execution of it is really a lot of project management, making sure timelines align, resourcing is set aside.
Okay. And in terms of, I mean, you know, product marketing, I'm sure, you know, it's your career, like you've devoted so much time to it, and I'm sure you love doing what you do. But do you think there's anything that could be changed to make it even better than it is already?
Yes, of course. I think there's always things to improve. And product marketing is still kind of a new role. It's not as far along, I would say, as other roles, kind of like product design used to be like super new and foreign. I think product marketing is kind of following that similar path. I think we're getting better at the PM to PMM ratio. It can still be painful. I think we're talking about it more, and so that's good and well where I think a lot of companies are aware that there should be an ideal ratio. Of course, that changes based off of the company. I think what might get overlooked that could be better is really the resourcing that is then attached to the product marketer. So if you're like a spoken wheel, the product marketer who's leading these programs is going to need to dip into resourcing from across the entire marketing team. And I think that hasn't been quite figured out yet. Like, okay, we're starting to figure out that ratio between a PM and a PMM. But if you have one PMM, what's the resourcing look like from there to make sure that they have everything that they need in order to execute on these plans? I would love to see like some experimentation in that realm. Like, do we have squads? Is it like a certain group of copywriters, designers, and they all work together on a squad together with that PMM? I think there's probably some structures that could be tested and see what works, but it feels like that's probably the next big challenge for us to solve in product marketing.
And kind of just touching on that ratio of or between a PM and a PMM, in your mind, where does that begin and end, and where do you think there should almost be like lines in terms of the responsibilities?
Yeah. It's pretty clear for me when the PM owns the development of the product. They own making sure that what we've set out to build has the correct resourcing, has the designs are fitting the customer need. I think there might be the overlap that I see most often is probably in those earlier stages where you're assessing the market need and putting together a proposal on what would solve it with the product. That can be some overlap with the PM, but I'm kind of the opinion that that should just be done super closely. And like, that's where the nuances of relationship building come into play, where it doesn't necessarily feel like a line to me. It just feels like something that you do in partnership and you do together, and you're going to have different perspectives. And so it's actually better for you to work hand in hand on that part of the journey. It's super clear, I think, later on when you're getting into a launch, like who does what, like product manager is like managing the release cycles and making sure things move forward, where the PMM is like making sure that marketing's pulling everything together. So it feels like later on the distinctions are more clear, but earlier on when you're maybe in a beta or in your exploration phase, it does get a little bit more blurry. But in those situations, I encourage folks to just like work together and embrace the overlap.
Collaborate. Keep saying it. Keep saying it, Casey. Thinks I'm lying, but you know. If there are any new or like aspiring product marketers listening to the podcast, what would your advice to them be? Because I'm sure a lot of them would be, you know, have the sights on almost breaking into the upper bracket of product marketers, you know, product marketing roles rather. What would you say to them to help them get there?
Yeah. First thing I would say is just say yes to opportunities. When I think about my career path, I, like at the beginning, really didn't know what I was getting into with product marketing, but just like saying yes to the opportunity, saying yes to the opportunities as they moved along. But also there's a lot of micro opportunities that will pop up for you in your career. It could be a new product where you're not really sure if it's going to take off or not, but it's new and it's unknown. I think saying yes to all those opportunities is something that will allow you to learn. And learning is going to help you accelerate your career more than anything else. I think also investing in your relationships. I mean, as you heard when I was talking through my career path, I was referred pretty much everywhere. And it's actually like a really important part of how I think about my career and where I want to grow is it's really centered on relationships. We're all working together, but we're all humans and people want to work with other people that they enjoy working with. So investing in your relationships is super critical. And I'd say also pay attention to what excites you. There's a lot of different aspects of product marketing. Like you can be way more analytical and love working with data science. Or you could like love working with the creative team. If you pay attention to those things, it might help you determine in the future what sort of companies or cultures or stages of companies that might interest you. So just pay attention to what excites you most throughout the day when you're doing product marketing work.
And in the meantime, just be nice to people because it's nice.
Yeah, and be nice.
Nice to be nice. Last by no means least, because it's been an awesome conversation. I've really enjoyed it. What do you think 2021 has in store for the product marketing community?
Yeah, this is a really good question. 2020 and 2021 are highly volatile years. That's if you just take a super step back and to look at what's going on with our economy, going on with politics, what's going on with health. It's very, very volatile. And I think that is the core of what is in store for product marketing is the need to be agile and adapt to change very quickly. We can't, unfortunately, we can't just like settle in and like expect things to stay the same for very long. And I think in some ways up until 2020, that was where we were at. We were very comfortable. And I think in 2021, we just need to structure ourselves and be willing to adapt to change very quickly across the board, whatever that might mean for you. I'm sure it's very different for different organizations, but even look at us at Envision, like we had a product that wasn't used very often and we really had to pivot and that product is growing tremendously. And so that willingness to change very quickly to seize those opportunities has given us a lot of success. So I think for the product marketing community, that will be true as well.
Casey, thank you so much for your time. It's been absolutely amazing. Have you enjoyed it?
Yeah, super fun talking to you.
No, thank you very much. Thanks for your time.
For everyone still tuned in, thanks so much for listening. And if you enjoyed the podcast, please help us spread the word to other product marketers. Before we leave you to get on with your day, if you want to get involved, here are a few ways you can. If you're a product marketer and you want to come on the show and speak about your day, a specific topic, or your role in general, that's one option. If you want to flex your podcast hosting skills, being a guest host is another. And finally, if you or your company want to sponsor an episode, there's a third. Thanks again and have a great morning, afternoon, or evening, wherever you are.